Okay, and so you started playing at the Driscoll was the first place you
oh,
played?
Oh, no. Mm-mm, no, that was not the first place. They had a place called the University Club. And my grandpa was a real dear friend, Frank Irwin's wife. And my sister's principal was a member of the University Club. And his name, the principal's name was Wayne Richards. And he told Liz, he said, you know, you and Margaret ought to come out and play. It was on 24th in Guadalupe at that time. And during football season, we would always go out and play on Saturdays and Fridays and Saturday evenings prior to, you know, the games. And so we started playing there. Oh, God, I don't remember. But it was in the 60s. It was maybe 1966, started playing there. Maybe, I'm not certain about that. Because I really made a mistake by not documenting a lot of things. Keeping me met with dates and events. And, you know, you just don't do that. You just go do it and come home, you know. Go do your job and come home. That's what I would always do. But it probably was about 1966. And we played there, loved it. And then Liz and I played, she played the piano, I played the organ. And we did that for 2 hours from 6 to 8. And then I'm really not good at remembering a lot of the places, but there was a place I started playing alone at the downtowner. It's now the La Quinta. It's on the corner of San Jacinto and East 11th Street. And then I played there. Then we moved on to the first one was Holiday Inn, before the Driscoll, I played Holiday Inn. Okay, so that comes way down the line. But anyway, I started, can't remember, these are not gonna be in order, but I played at Egos, mm-hmm. Old Henry Back 40. Auntie Mames, that was on Red River, and it was so much fun. And there was a club on 4th Street before it became the way it is now. You know, it was so busy. It wasn't anything. There were businesses on 4th Street. But I played at a 505 club there. And so many of these are non-existent now. Metropolitan Club was upstairs on the corner of 6th and Congress. I played at Rusty's. Rainbow Cattle Company, Rain, Cedar Street. I started that one, that evening session. And I can't remember the year, that one either. But anyway, I played, of course, you know, at the Driscoll. I started that lobby bar in 1976. Yes, 76, and started out playing in the evenings, entertaining there. Now, I keep saying you're not in order, but I'm just trying to remember many of the places that I've played. Charlie's on Lavaca, best Wednesday night steak nights on the world. So good. Good food, wonderful. And Nick's. No, I didn't. My good friend Ernie Mae Muller. Yes, she was so sweet. She did the same. And Geneva Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Rollins or Rocklins?
Rollins. She had Geneva and the Gentlemen. She had a trio at the Crest, which is on the corner of Cesar Chavez and Congress. It was called the Crest. And let's see, I'm forgetting some, I'm missing some, but that's okay, they'll come to me. About Time. I played there. That was fun. And that's just not About Time, but just Back Time. And 505, I said that one. Cedar Street, Rain, Rusty's, Charlie's, Rainbow Cattle Company, Auntie Mame's, Fifth Street Station. That was a good one. And Walla Creek Plaza, a beautiful hotel. Beautiful, gorgeous place. And of course, you know about the Driscoll. And I played at the Austin Club, Westwood Country Club. Austin Country Club, you just name it. I'm forgetting some, but.
So you really did have
just a
wide variety of audiences.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did. And everybody, and I loved it because they wanted me to entertain them. And they were so fun, lots of fun. And I still communicate with a lot of them today. And I played for many, many churches. It's like the clubs and the hotels, I can hardly remember them all. But any and all religious aspects of church that matter to me. That's not important. What's important is I'm doing something to make people happy. And when I can no longer do that, what use am I, you know?
So I'm gonna call it act.
That's good.
Was it sometimes just piano playing in the background, or was it
singing? No, it's sometimes just a little bit. All we want you to do is just do a little background music. Okay, that's good. And Green Pastures also. Don't want to forget that.
But so was singing not the majority of your jobs? Was it mostly just playing?
The majority of my jobs, doing both. And for weddings, you know, you do both. And for parties, you do both. But now when they only want background music, it's just maybe for banquet type function that they were having upstairs at the Driscoll. Run upstairs, Margaret, and play a little music for this one and that one. Then you run back downstairs and play in the lobby. But, Holiday Inn? On the river? Okay, play there. And from there, that's when I went to the Driscoll. The food and beverage manager, the catering director, maybe Nancy Huey, I remember her name so well because that's when I went to the Driscoll, she transferred to the Driscoll. Come go with me, Margaret. I said, okay. And I always say yes if I can do something. I said, okay. And I did. And that's how we started the lobby bar at the Driscoll.
When you say you started it, you mean you started it?
I actually did. Ernie Mae Miller played there as well, but she played in the lower lobby area. But that was before my time there. When we went there, there was a spinet piano covered with a tablecloth because Nancy had asked me to come, and I did. And I didn't know, I thought she wanted me to go upstairs to a banquet. And she said, no, the guy that was working the desk was named Robert Garza. And he said, oh, there's your piano over there. And I looked over there and it was a little spinet piano covered with the white tablecloth. And a friend that would always come to see me at the downtown, Jerry Nadell, pulled a chair from the bar, and he would always sing Ghost Riders in the Sky. So as the people would come through the hotel for whatever reason, he was sitting there singing, you know, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and he had a very interesting voice, very interesting. And we just kept doing it, you know, we played and played and played, and it took off from there.
And how long were you at the Driscoll?
Oh my gosh, I started in 76, and I was there until the 90s.